The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
They can buy me a boat. I'm going to say that every time I hear that. You know?
Love it.
Hey, you can't take your money with you. You might as well buy a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to Georgetown, spend your money over there and get a good education. You could do that too.
Yep.
And then get a boat. Then you know how to take care of it. Take the Marine Service Technology class and
smart
have a good
moves.
Time.
All smart moves here.
Yeah, it is. It's all great.
All good advice.
You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us or text us at 850-437-1620. I like the phone calls, Jake. I just love talking to people. But you can text us as well. I know that's the end thing. That's what people do.
Yep.
But, you know, I'll take a phone call. I was a buddy of mine yesterday where his phone couldn't text me for some reason, and he was panicking. He seemed to be panicking, like, I can't get a hold of you, you know? So I just picked up the phone and called him, you know, because I just called him.
Yeah.
Hey, I hadn't heard from you all day. Well, I've been sending you texts, you know, just weren't going back and forth for some reason. There was a problem, but you can call people.
It's almost like calling was not an option in his mind.
I know. That's crazy, isn't it? It's like, call me. I'll talk to you. Wow. And I like to call people back when they email me or something. I will definitely give them a call back. I'd rather call than email or text or whatever. But, you know, I give them all the options because you want to be available.
Yep.
You want to help people out and, you know, just try to make yourself there for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You are listening to Boat Smart. Like I said, it is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. They have Mercury engines in stock from 40 to 200 horsepower. Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki repower center. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. You can also check them out on Facebook as well. And I asked Key Marine, I said, what are y'all doing this weekend? Because, hey, it's Memorial Day weekend. Boy, this one snuck up on me. Did it sneak up on you, Jake?
It did. This
quick?
It really did.
It seemed like it comes later. I don't understand what happened here. But, yeah, it is Memorial Day weekend. And so I asked Key Marine what their schedule is, and they said they're going to be open from 8 to 12 tomorrow, but they will be closed on Monday. If you need your boat worked on, they can help you out. They will do some minor repairs, you know, between now and then. If you got something that needs attention, you may want to give them a call and get in there either today or tomorrow. They said they have a little bit of a waiting list, but they're able to get to some boats pretty quick. So check them out. But that changes after this weekend. This is, in my opinion, the start of the boating season.
It really is.
And I don't put my boat in the water on this weekend. I just stay away from it.
Really?
I don't deal with it, you know, because, and I'm going to offend people, but it's amateur weekend, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry if I offend you, but, and actual boaters, you know, they know, you know who I'm talking about, the guys that are, and women are out there all year round, you know,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Somebody may get a new boat right now, and I'm telling you, the boat ramps will be packed. You want to get in early if you're going to go. You want to make sure that you got all your safety gear, everything ready to go. Before you get out there to the boat ramp and just have a plan, because I'll tell you what, people get irate at the boat ramp, especially on Memorial Day weekend. It's crazy.
What's the biggest mistake newbies make?
Well, I would say loading their boat in the ramp, getting everything ready. It's like they didn't get anything ready before, you know, they got to the ramp, and all of a sudden, and now your car pulls up, and now you're loading your boat, and you're sitting in the middle of the boat ramp, and all this line of boats are waiting to get in.
Right.
I think a lot of times that's the problem.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there trying to get in the water. Other people are trying to get in the water. I always have a plan and you know, to get in and out of the boat ramp as quickly as I can. And I do that for, you know, not only for me, but for other people. I have my boat loaded and ready to go before I get to the boat ramp. You know, I have everything on it that I can possibly put on there. You know, I'm throwing a couple of little things on there, maybe my wallet, my drink or whatever, you know, and getting on the boat. But it's a plan. It's a planned out thing where I'm backing down that boat ramp. We're dumping the boat off in the water and getting the truck parked and everything. And then I have a plan of attack of how I'm going to load the people on the boat.
Mm.
So I will say, okay, I'm not going to pull up to the dock until I see you guys on the dock. Okay, you choose wherever, or I'll point wherever I need you to go. And then I'll ease up to the dock, and most of the time I try not to tie off where everybody just kind of gets on the boat. Mm. You know, but I try to avoid that loading the boat at the dock situation because it jams it up. So I would say that's probably number one. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look forward into the end of the day, number two problem would be drinking, honestly.
Yeah.
On Memorial Day, what do people want to do? They want to get out and party and drink. I think a lot of people forget what that day is about, you know?
Right.
And when you go out there, and I'm going to tell you all this, when I see the American flag flying, I don't care if it's on a boat, on a truck, on a flagpole, it moves me, right? Mm-hmm. Memorial Day especially, I see all these boats out there with all these flags flying and everything, you know, and everybody's out there having a good time barbecuing and things like that. You know, I want to challenge people to take a moment. If you're out there and you're just out there having a good time, stop everything you're doing, maybe gather your friends and family around you, and maybe, you know, have a moment of silence or a prayer for the people that we were celebrating that day for, and that's the ones that lost their lives, mm-hmm. and the families of those that, you know, have lost their lives. I think that would be a good thing to do on that day. Just stop, meditate on the moment, and then go, of course, have a good time, you know, because it is a day off. But, right. you know, yeah. understand the day, mm-hmm. you know, understand the flag and what it does. And like I said, whenever I see boats with flags, it moves me. I'm proudly fly my American flag on my boat.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is the first thing that goes up when I put my boat in the water is my American flag. And if you look at my Facebook page or any pictures I have, my flag is always right. in those boat pictures. You know, I just love it.
I drive the 3 mile bridge, you know, at least twice a day during the week. And I always see people on the side, you know, walking or running. And the other day, a gentleman had an American flag and he was holding and he was running with it along the bridge. And there were people honking their horns and waving and kids hanging out of the window and saying hi and waving at him and everybody just supporting it. And I felt it.
It moves you.
It really did.
It doesn't move you, I'm not going to say what I think, but you know, if it doesn't move you,
right.
maybe you need to move. Okay, I said it. Anyway, all right, let's move on. You know, Navy Day's parade was last week and it got rained out, and I was looking forward to that because
we have this weather?
I know I had military people that were going to be on the Yaya float and everything, and I was planning that day, and we were talking about how we were going to decorate my truck up with flags and all the red, white, and blue and stuff like that, you know. So anyway, all right. So it is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620. If you have a question or comment, please give us a call or text. We would love to hear from you. We do this show to get the word out about the school, about boating safety, about boats in general. So if you have a question about your boat, maybe you're trying to get it in the water this weekend and you have a question about that, you know, maybe you need to call or text us, and we're more than happy to answer those questions for you.
Yes.
So
what's been going on in class?
I'm
over
telling you, we had 3 days, three packed days, and not really. Okay. I'm fibbing a little bit. Tuesday and Wednesday were laid back. Mm. We're wrapping it up for the end of the school year. And so we were just kind of laid back. Some students were working on boats. Some were finishing up some paperwork and studying. But we were goofing off.
I saw the pictures from the boil.
I know. We had a
cool.
Yeah, we had a crawfish boil on Wednesday. And they started cooking when they got there at 2 o'clock or so. They actually started setting up around 1:30. And we put in 60 pounds of crawfish, all the fixings to go along with it, right? And we're hanging out under the overhang in the back area. We got boats around us, and we're just hanging out. We got a pic, you know, it was just a fun time.
It was how I picture it when I think of George Stone in the class. I think of that kind of environment.
It's really neat, you know, to do that and to just hang out with my students and just, I'd go sit by a few of them here and talk to them, and I'd go sit next to a couple or stand over there and talk to them. And they had a good time doing that, and we were able to celebrate a really good year this year, which we have great years, you know, and it's good to sit down and celebrate those years and think about all the successes that we've had through the year. You know, students going to work, students that are completing, students that are looking forward to going to work, and all those things. The industry partners that we have that are willing to help us to put students to work while they go to school, and all the things that we do, you know. And so we did that, and yes, we goofed off a little bit. We had fun. You know, it was getting close to the time to leave, and I literally had to say, y'all got to go. I think they just stayed there all night.
Yep. Don't care where you go, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was good, and we enjoyed it, and you know, it was a good finish to the end of the year. And we're on the third, we'll be back for summer school, and we transitioned to days. You know, which I'm a night guy, nighttime mm-hmm. instructor, so that's a little different. You know, I've been doing summer school over since I've been there. I think I missed one year. My first year I didn't do it because you know, I was trying to learn and stuff like that, how to teach and all that stuff. But the first year I didn't do summer school, and now I've done it every time since then. And instructors don't have to do it. They don't say yeah, you have to do summer school. I do it because several reasons, you know, and the one reason is because I enjoy it. It's a shorter day. The students that are going to go to summer school, it's not like when you had to go to summer school when you were in school,
right.
Okay?
You had to go, right?
My students want to be there.
Right.
So you have students that want to be there, so which makes a totally different, you know, atmosphere, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have students that are moving forward quicker because they are in summer school. You know, they're getting longer, you know, a longer time for education, and they kind of pack it in there. Mm-hmm. So they get to graduate or get a job sooner because of that, right? So that's why I like to do summer school. And there are instructors around it that don't do summer school. Majority of them do. But I do it because it helps my students to keep moving, you know. And I enjoy it. It's 4 weeks in June, 2 weeks in July. I'll get some time off here and there, you know, for it. I'm off for a whole week now.
Cool.
You know, I went by the school this morning to talk to our new principal. Mr. Brooks is now our new principal. He will be when Mr. Rollins transitions out. So, you know, we want to just say thank you and congratulations to Mr. Brooks for getting that position. So I appreciate Mr. Brooks so much, and also appreciate Mr. Rollins so much, because those two administrators have done so much for this school. And it was fitting for me, in my opinion, that Mr. Brooks moves into that position as principal. And now we're going to see what's going to happen with the assistant principal. I don't know what that's going to look like, but you know, when administration changes up, you know, they can make big changes and things like that. You never know what's going to happen, but you know, I'm sure Mr. Brooks is going to continue to take care of our school, to continue to move us forward. We had a meeting on Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday, and they said that we have a waiting list still for every program. And the waiting lists are sometimes 30 or more students long.
Wow.
So, you know, that's a good thing.
Yes.
And in a way, you know, unless you're on the waiting list, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So if you are on a waiting, if you're still interested in my class or any other class, I would suggest you go by there and get on the waiting list, because what happens if you are on a waiting list and somebody doesn't answer the phone or they change their mind or something, that moves you up and you have an ability to get in, even though the waiting list may be a mile long.
Exactly. Just like at the restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Somebody might bail.
Yep.
Get your shot.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We do have a text real quick.
All right, let's do it.
437-1620 if you have any questions or comments about your boat, about this weekend, what's going on. Johnny texted in, wanted to know. He loves the show, by the way. Thank you, Johnny, for listening.
Thank you.
He wants to know if there's a place where you can take your boat to get it checked, like maybe like a Coast Guard official check or something, to make sure that you're legal and safe before you get out on the water this weekend. Is there a place you can go for that?
You're probably going to have a hard time making that happen, you know, as far as that goes. You could go to Key Marine or any place. They'll check your boat and make sure you are in good shape, of course. But
right.
I don't know any particular place that you can actually go. Probably if you go out this weekend, you're probably going to get checked.
Right. Somebody's going to check you.
So somebody's going to check you. But, you know, what you need to make sure, your bilge pump's working. Make sure your lights are working. Make sure you have safety gear for the people that are on your boat, okay? And that means women, children, men of all different sizes. So you need to make sure that the life jackets and all fit.
Right.
Very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
And make sure your engine and everything's in good running order, that kind of stuff. So that's kind of your safety check there. Safety first, always, for your people that are on your boat, you know, the boat riders and stuff. And when you get on your boat, do a safety check with your people that are on a boat. Walk through that and say, hey, here's where the life jackets are. Here's where the fire extinguisher is.
Good point.
You know, and make a plan. Tell somebody where you're going.
Yeah.
I'm going here. I should be out of the water by this time. These are the areas that I'll be hanging out, you know, because in case you don't come back, he wants people to look for you quicker.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So as far as that goes, that's kind of what I would say as far as safety check is concerned. I appreciate that. Yeah. But I wish I could say, yes, go somewhere. Maybe the Coast Guard can do that or something like that for you.
And we've all seen that movie where it seems like the captain is the first one to get unconscious in the movie.
Right.
And then nobody else knows what to do because they weren't, you know, they don't even know where the life jackets are or where any safety equipment is or how it works.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times when you get on a boat, the captain is the only one who knows how to operate that boat. And I don't know how many times I've got on a boat with people. And how do you fix that problem other than, you know, because different people are on the boat, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. God forbid you have a heart attack or whatever, right? But with cell phones nowadays, you kind of can pinpoint where you're at, that kind of stuff. But how do you get the boat back and that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
A lot of times what I like to do is I'll have somebody run the boat while I'm, you know, and I'll show them while I'll give them a little quick course on running a boat. So I'll pick somebody on the boat and let them run it. That's great, you know, for you to talk about that because that is important.
Right.
How many times have I been on a boat and somebody said, I have no idea where we're at? The good thing about my boat, I have a GPS on it and you can backtrack every, I always track. And I do that for several reasons. So I know, you know, if I want to come back the same route or whatever, which I don't like to do, I like to do a different route. But a person could possibly look at that and say, okay, this is my route I need to get back to or something like that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so yeah, there's a lot of stuff to boating, you know?
And I would stress too, on the physical side of it, my wife has told me horror stories about when she was in college and she would go out on the boat, take water.
Yep.
Not just alcohol. If
you're
stranded out in the middle of the water and it's hot, and all you have is alcohol, you're just going to dehydrate yourselves even
further. Doubt about it. You know, you really need to watch what you're drinking. I think the captain should never drink.
Right.
You know, I don't even think one or two really the reality of it is. You know, when, I don't drink at all anyway. I don't drink. But, you know, back in the day I did, okay? But I always stayed away from the alcohol when I was operating the boat because it's too much responsibility, you know?
Yeah.
And when you get pulled over by Marine Patrol out there, I promise you, if they even have an inkling that you had any alcohol – you're going away in handcuffs.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Almost
impossible. This weekend.
Almost impossible to pass that test. I've seen it on TV. I'm like, I can't pass that test and I'm sober, right?
I know, right?
You know, so, yeah, you know, it's just best to stay away from it. Drink lots of water, take snacks and all that stuff, you know, and just just take all that stuff with you.
Yes.
You know, and enjoy the day. So, yeah, good points. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Yeah, so again, if you want to call or text 850-437-1620, I want to give a couple shout-outs. Congratulations to Aiden. He earned our Yamaha inline certificate this week, so we have that proudly displayed on the wall. Yeah, you know it, and just happy and proud about that. We have Jesse, who is our student of the month. That's this month for May. Congratulations, Jesse. Good job on that. And I call him Pepper because his last name is Pepper. So, you know... And hey, Pepper, what's up? You know, and sometimes I call him Dr. Pepper, you know, to help me remember his name. But Jesse Pepper is his name, and he's a new student. He's been in my class for a short period of time, but he's a go-getter. You know, we talk about excitement and stuff that when we have students in class and how they're excited and they want to go and go and go. He's one of them. I got to rein him back a little bit every once in a while, you know, but you don't want to stifle that.
Right.
Excitement. And he's doing a little work on out in the field. He's actually working for a previous student of mine now at before school and on the weekends and working with a previous student who owns a business.
Okay.
And, you know, that's kind of the plan that we had when he came in. But, you know, he's actually working with him. So he's double learning, you know. And but his fellow classmates had so much good things to say about him. Most of it was his energy. Most of it was likes to help people. He doesn't mind getting in there and doing that kind of, you know, just helping.
Yeah, he just
and that's important, you know. And, you know, we talk about that kind of stuff in the class a lot about getting along with others and working well with others and stuff. And sometimes I have this situation in my classroom where students just don't work well together. And, you know, that's a tough situation to handle. What I like to do and what I try to do is I try to have discussions in class as a whole about that kind of stuff. But also what I try to do is I try to let it work its way out a little bit by giving suggestions. You know, yeah, you need to learn how to work well with others. You need to, you know, even, hey, have you ever worked at a place or probably been in a band where you don't get somebody that you don't get along with, right?
Oh, yes.
Right.
And then you have to travel with them for years.
Yeah.
On a bus.
You have to work it out, don't you?
You have to, yeah.
And, you know, and that's something that I teach at Georgetown. I teach students, how do you work through that, you know? And I've been in places and I've worked with people and I was like, you know, it almost sometimes makes it miserable to go to work.
Yeah.
And you so you have to get past that somehow.
And usually there's always going to be somebody like that.
Somebody.
Anywhere you go, any organization.
Yeah, and in classrooms, organizations, wherever there is, you know. And so you know, talking about Jesse and his willingness to work with anybody, you know, and his temperament and everything is good, you know. And I try to handle those things. Sometimes I listen. I open my ears up and, of course, and listen to different students. And I'm getting this vibe from several students about one student. I will, you know, eventually I try. I hope it fixes itself. If it doesn't, I'm going to go in there and fix it.
Right.
And that's meaning that's going to be calling that student out, you know, away from everybody and talking to them and about it. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Most of the time, right. It works.
That's good. I like that you try the organic approach first. Let's see if you can just kind of nudge it and let it work itself out organically first.
Yeah.
We do have a text that just came in. What is your opinion on ceramic boat coatings versus the more traditional waxes?
Yeah, you know, the ceramic coatings are great. I think it's a good idea.
Mm.
Yeah. I think ceramic coatings are great on newer stuff, you know, first of all, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you buy a new car, ceramic coating, or buy a new boat, put a ceramic coating on. I think it helps.
I'm not aware of the ceramic coating.
It's a nice finish, and you can put it on fiberglass and different hulls, you know?
Okay.
And yeah, I like it. If your boat's in decent shape, or you bought a brand new boat, or you just had it detailed, throw that in there on. It's going to make it last a lot longer. It's going to help the salt water and all this film and, you know, all that wash off quickly, right? So yeah, I think it's great.
Okay.
So do it. Yes. Have a professional do it.
Right.
Hey, a little extra.
Yeah, it's not like window tinting.
Yeah, you know,
I've seen that.
Because you can mess up a boat finish, you know, if you don't know what you're doing. So, yeah. But there's a lot of places around town that does that and offers that. Even probably some of the automotive places that do that, you know. So I have some people that work in the industry that do that kind of stuff. Boat painting is different nowadays. I mean, they're just doing all kinds of different crazy stuff with boats. As far as paint, they're making engines match boats and trailers and all this stuff matches and everything. So yeah, if you have an opportunity to get that ceramic coating, I would do that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Good. Again, 850-437. I appreciate the text and the questions. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you out. So again, you know, let's talk about Memorial Day some more. You know, let's just make sure you guys are safe out there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another thing I could add to this is patience. Because there are some new people out there.
Yes.
You know, I think I've talked about this in the past, where I was on a big weekend, I was out of my boat, and there was somebody that had way too much to drink operating a boat. You know, and what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? You call, you know, the boat ramp's jammed. You're trying to get this guy's trying to get on his trailer. He can't, you know. And try to lend a helping hand if you can. You know, and you definitely don't want these people to drive away once they get their boat on the trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, all this stuff just going on, right?
Yeah.
But I have gotten in other people's boats that were not capable of putting a boat on a trailer.
Yeah, just help them out.
Help them out. And, of course, you have to have another operator in your boat to do that because you have to get off your boat to get on their boat.
Right.
Or maybe you're at a boat ramp and somebody's just struggling to get a boat trailer down there. Don't sit there and laugh at them.
Yeah.
Help them. Offer your hand. Say, hey, you know, I've done this for a while. You mind if I back your trailer in for you? Let me give you some tips.
Right.
It's not easy.
It's not easy to back a trailer.
No, and if you're not experienced with that, it can be very difficult, and especially when you have all the pressure of all the boats and the people around you.
No, that makes it so much worse.
You know, I was at the boat ramp the other, last Sunday. I took my friend Jeremy and his son out. We went out and just had fun, and we came back to the boat ramp. You know, Jeremy don't go out in the boat with me all the time, so I'm kind of, you know, we don't have that rhythm, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So I'm back in the boat trailer down in, and we're trying to load my boat up. And, you know, I got people watching me. I got a previous student there and all this stuff. And now I'm trying to back my boat down and boat trailer in. Of course, I did it okay. And then it came time to load my boat, and I got people watching. So here I'm thinking, don't mess this up, right? Everything went well. And, you know, somebody said, hey, good job. And I said, well, you know, I get lucky every once in a while.
Right.
And sometimes that's the attitude you have to have,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we're already over the show.
We are. We're done.
Okay. Happy Memorial Day to everybody. Take some time and think about what this weekend is about, or, you know, especially Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be careful out there and enjoy this weekend and be safe. Check your gear, and we will see you guys back here next Friday. So thanks for all the texts as well.
Yes. Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. I'm Jake Walker. We're going to be right back with Pensacola Humane Society, I believe, is who I have today for Frisky Friday. So enjoy this weekend, and like Stefan said, remember what it's all about. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.